good evening and welcome to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
never look back on the guilt and the blame's a mirror now. I'm over you.
Can't Hurt Me Now by Jessica Anderson. And before that, we had, Jon Henrik with Yara Fry, Man Liman Fringy. I've probably completely murdered that, but I tried. You can sort of ride with my Swedish accent. So those songs were in the Melody Festival, and that's the Swedish National Final last year, 2015. Yes, welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. I am Kieran Tuttiot, your host, every week here, every Sunday, 5 p.m. We've got a stacked show today. Also keep you updated with the latest news in the Eurovision world, and also we will have a special look at the UK national final of a particular year, and draw your conclusions on what probably was the best song to maybe go to the particular Eurovision Song Contest, or was it the actual entry that we sent here in the UK? So you never know what could happen. And I'd like to get your views and your thoughts. And if you have a request or a dedication or anything like that, do get in contact. You can tweet me at ESC Showcase, and also like our Facebook page, facebook.com/TheEurovisionShowcase. Okay, that would be great to hear from you. Right, we're going to move on to a song that was released by the wonderful Icelandic diva, which is Johanna. And she came second in the 2009 Eurovision Song Contest with Is It True? And this was her follow-up single called Beautiful Silence. It's an amazing tune, and no doubt, I'm sure, you will enjoy it too.
Wide open space. siren in my head is making awful sound. It's time to make it clear what is lost and what is found. My life has been a lane, has been a lane so far. A wasted years of wasted time, trying to reach the stars. My life has been a lane, has been a lane so far. Yes, I can hear it again. Is it just the beginning? Or is it the end? My life has been a lane, has been a lane so far. A wasted years of wasted time, trying to reach the stars.
That's Malcolm Lincoln there, representing Estonia in 2010 with the song Siren. Yes, a spooky siren too. Okay, now we move on to Austria, 1965. Now, this was the second entry from Urdo Jorgens. He went in to represent Austria previously in 1964 and in 1966. And also, we're going to hear 1965. But in 1966, he won the Eurovision for Austria with the song Merci, Chérie. So we're going to hear his 1965 entry, which was in Naples, Napoli, in Italia. And his entry was called Zachir, ich lasse sie grüßen. I think this is probably better than his actual winner, Merci, Chérie. So what do you think? Get in contact. Sag ihr, ich lass sie grüßen by Udo Jürgens.
Sag ihr, ich lass sie grüßen. Sag ihr, es geht mir gut. Sprich nicht von den Tränen und wie weh mein Herz noch tut. Sag ihr, ich lass sie grüßen. Sag ihr, ich bin vergnügt. Sprich nicht von der Hoffnung, die so oft mein Herz belügt. Grüß sie, wenn du sie siehst und wenn sie dann von mir spricht. Erzähl ihr das, was du willst, nur die Wahrheit, die sagt bitte, bitte nicht. Oh, sag ihr, ich lass sie grüßen. Sag ihr, es geht mir gut. Sie ging fort, fort von mir, und sie weiß, dass nichts mir blieb. Trotzdem sag ihr, ich hab sie lieb. Sie ging fort, fort von mir, und sie weiß, dass nichts mir blieb. Trotzdem sag ihr, ich hab sie lieb. Oh, ich hab sie
That's Regina with Dan Lipsy San, which in English means the most beautiful day, and that was Slovenia's entry to the 1996 Eurovision Song Contest. And Regina And also, Nuša Derende, who represented Slovenia in 2001, entering the Slovenia National Final, which is called EMA 2016. So we cannot wait for that. Slovenia have a really good close place in my heart with their Eurovision entries. And Dalia Švelja's Purishi Me is one of my favourite Eurovision songs of all time. And to be honest, I just love them. I love them, love, 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 love them. And when I saw Dalia Švelja in Vienna singing at the Eurovision Euro Cafe back in May last year, I felt like I died and gone to heaven. She was an incredible, incredible vocalist and such talent, such amazing talent. Okay, it's now time for our special feature. And this week, this is the UK National Final that we are looking at.
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome your hosts for the evening, Terry Wogan and Claudia Winkleman.
Yes, it's Eurovision Your Decision 2008. Yes, Terry Wogan and Claudia Winkleman. Now, Terry Wogan announced on his radio show Wake Up to Wogan on BBC Radio 2 on the 13th of February 2008 that a new national final show will be entitled Eurovision Your Decision to replace Making Your Mind Up. The show aired at 7 p.m. And the results show was at 9:30. Terry Wogan hosted the show, along with Claudia Winkleman, who replaced Fern Cotton. There was a panel of three judges, headed by Terry Wogan, with John Barrowman and Cary Grant as the two other jurors. Now, the format consisted of three categories, each with two songs in. One song qualified from each category, with the fourth wildcard being picked by Terry Wogan. Then two participants with the highest number of phone votes sang again in the super final later that evening. So the first category featured two different girl groups. Love Shy, who is the creation of two former girl member groups, Clear. So it was Emma Beard and Amy Kersey, I think that's how you pronounce that, left the band and created the single Mr. Gorgeous, which they performed on Your Decision. The other group in that category was called The Revelations, and they were made up of three friends. Okay, so we're going to hear the first one, Love Shy, Mr. Gorgeous.
Ever since the day I saw you, you cursed my mind with your eyes. That is when I start to haunt you. I was so afraid that I had lost you. It's even got me going insane. I got a heavy now. By the crave, can you feel the satisfaction caused by this chain reaction? My pulse is beating a double time. I feel I'm ready now.
Show how I sound. Now you are mine.
Come on now, walk the line.
Hey,
we go. That's Love Shy with Mr. Gorgeous. Next up is The Revelations with It's You. The Revelations with It's You, and they qualified into the next round. So in the second category, the theme was Joseph versus Maria, and there were two finalists from the TV reality shows on the BBC, How Do You Solve a Problem Like Maria, and Any Dream Will Do. So Samina Armstrong from Maria and Rob McVie from Any Dream Will Do performed into the next to make it to the through to the next round. The judges chose Simona 2-0, saying that Rob's performance had pitch problems. Oh dear. So let's hear Rob McVie's song, which was called I Owe It All to You.
Was it you, was it me, I don't know. Were we holding on when we should have let go? You will always dance in my eyes. But there's something I've gotta say before you walk away this time. I owe it all to you, 'cause you showed me a world I could never see. I owe it all to you. Oh. Did you know I was longing to fly? Goodbye. Oh.
And the winner of that category was Simona Armstrong, originally from Romania. This is Changes. Simona Armstrong, Changes. And in the final category, two soloists performed for the chance to represent the UK at Eurovision. Ex-EastEnder star-tuned singer, of course, Michelle Gale, sang the song Woo! You Make Me. And got through, hands down, to the semi-finals, and then proceeded on to the final after a public vote. Andy still got through after Terry Wogan used his wild card to keep him in the competition. So, actually, Michelle Gale beat Andy Abraham, and, you know, history goes on, and we know what happened to Andy Abraham. But we will hear the live rendition of Michelle Gale's song, which is Woo, You Make Me.
Or even if you got one pair of shoes, baby, if you really want them.
Yes, Michelle Gale with Woo You Make Me. And we'll hear the next song, which is Andy Abraham, Even If.
You're keeping me fascinated. No, I ain't running all over town. I feel so intoxicated. I'm struggling to keep my feet on the ground. I'm not playing, girl. This ain't no game at all. And for the first time, I'm not looking for
go, Andy Abraham with Even If. Now, the semi-final consisted of all of the acts that made it through the first rounds, including the wild card, Andy Abraham, who was voted in, obviously, by Terry Wogan. Now, after the public vote, only two of the four acts that made it through to the semi-final, which meaning Simona Armstrong and The Revelations, received the lowest amount of public votes, blocking them from entering the grand super-final. So Michelle Gale and Andy Abraham, the two soloists, proceeded into the final. And in the final, the acts who received the highest amount of televotes would win and represent the United Kingdom in Belgrade, Serbia. And Andy won and did represent the UK in the final of the 2008 Eurovision Song Contest. Although Andy did hope the song would make a good showing in Belgrade, his task was not made easy as he came last with only 14 points. Oh dear. So you go through all of that. All of that, and yeah. We got 8 points from Ireland, which was obviously very good and happy, yay. And we got 6 points from San Marino, but that was it, guys. Sad, sad times, but hopefully this year, 2016, you know, at least we're gonna... Can't do any worse than that, can we? Okay, we're going to have one final song before we go to the news. And it's now time to hear the first ever Montenegrin entry into the Eurovision Song Contest from 2007. I absolutely love this song. It's Stephen Faddy with Ajde Kroči.
Ajde kroči, kroči i poskoči.
Fadi with Ajde Kroči, Montenegro 2007. And now it's time for this. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, mesdames et messieurs, it's time for the Eurovision Showcase here on Sunday, the 10th of January 2016. Now, Stockholm. Eurovision venues and locations have been revealed. Yes, the Swedish broadcaster SVT have revealed and detailed the locations of where the official Eurovision opening ceremony, the Eurovision Village and Euroclub will take place. Stockholm's iconic City Hall will host the Eurovision opening ceremony, which is also the location for the same event in the contest in 2000. The Eurovision Village will be constructed within the Kröstergatan, the Royal Gardens, which is situated along the Kollegia Opera House, and the Euroclub will be a purpose-built venue that will be erected on the waterfront of Stockholm's Royal Palace. Krista Björkman, Sweden's head of delegation and producer of the contest, imagines that there will be magic upon the construction of the Euroclub. Incredibly exciting. Now, yesterday, Lithuania and Israel have continued their search to find their Eurovision 2016 participants. If you'd like to find out more, head over to eurovoir.com. And tonight in Belgium, Eurosong 2016 takes place, where all of the participants will sing their songs to the studio audience. As far as I'm aware, there is no available web stream to watch it. I'm sure you'll be able to find the clips on YouTube very soon on Monday. Now, in Norway, MGP participants for their national final will be revealed on January the 19th. And DMGP, the Danish national final, their entrance will be revealed on January the 28th. And there are strong rumours that Westlife's Nicky Byrne will represent Ireland at 2016's Eurovision. Stay tuned for the latest details on that. Yes, that is your Eurovision news for the Eurovision Showcase. I have been Kieran Tuttius, and you are listening to Forest FM.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Sur une galaxie en l'an 3000, un vieil homme est assis sur le sol gris. Autour de lui, tous les enfants sont réunis pour écouter ce qu'il va raconter. Regardez, mes petits, là-bas dans la nuit. Était pleine de vie. Les hommes de la guerre, on était fiers. Il avait baptisé la terre.
Jean Gabilou, Maman Matarin, which was the French entry in the 1981 Eurovision Song Contest, coming third. Very good song from France. Ooh, they deserve second in my place. I didn't think Johnny Blue from I can't remember her name now. Oh my God, Lena Vitas. That's it. For Germany, I wasn't particularly that good, but here we are. That's my own personal opinion, ladies and gentlemen, and I know within Eurovision fandom, that isn't a very popular opinion. But we move on to our final song this week, and it's the Azerbaijan winner from 2011, which probably shocked the world, to be honest, because I didn't expect this to win. I actually think it's quite a good song, but I don't think it deserved to win. I think the Italian entry deserve to be better, and we'll play that at a later date. But Ella Nicky now with Running Scared Azerbaijan, or as the Turkish
guy who does the votes for Turkey goes, Azerbaijan, 2011.
Tonight I gotta need you anyway,
baby. I just wanna be around you all the time. Gotta need you. Oh. I'm running out of skin tonight.
Ellen Nikki, Running Scared, Azerbaijan, 2011. Well, thank you for joining me, Kieran Tutty, for another episode of the Eurovision Showcase. Remember to like us on Facebook, facebook.com/ESC Showcase, and follow us on Twitter @ESC Showcase. We'll keep in contact with the latest gossip and news about the show, and also get your requests in as well. It would be great to hear from you. So remember, join us next Sunday, 5 p.m. here on Forest FM. And remember that you can download the podcast at any time heading over to podbean.com. or any podcast app, just search for the Eurovision Showcase of Forest FM. Take care, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, and have a nice day.